वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत नरम चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। क्रियायाम् निर्वर्त्यमानायाम् अंतराले अपि उत्थाय उत्थाय यदा एनम् अभिचक्षिता तर्हि वावा सह वर्षपतिः प्रकृतिस्तेन मनसा तस्मै आशिषः आशास्ते स्वस्ति स्तात् वत्स ते सर्वतः। क्रियायां निवर्तमानायां अंतराले वी चैंट वी डोंट चैंट यू जस्ट डोंट चैंट। क्रियायां निवर्त्यमानायां अंतरालेपि उत्थायोत्थाय यदैनम् अभिचक्षसीत तर्हि वावा सा वर्षपतिः प्रकृतिस्तेन मनसा तस्मा आशिष आशास्ते स्वस्तिस्ताद् वत्सते सर्वता इति। ट्रांसलेशन। क्रियायाम् द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द वर्शिपिंग द लॉर्ड आर परफॉर्मिंग रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज। निवर्त्यमानायाम् इवन विदाउट फिनिशिंग अंतराले at intervals in the middle api although utthaya utthaya repeatedly getting up yada when enam the deer calf abhichakshita would see tarhi vava at that time saha he varshapatihi maharaj bharat प्रकृतिस्तेना हैप्पी मनसा विद इन हिज माइंड तस्मै ऑन टू इट आशिष आशास्ते बेस्टो बेनेडिक्शंस स्वस्ति ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस स्टार्ट लेट देयर बी वत्स ओ माय डियर कॉफ ते ऑन टू यू सर्वतः in all respects iti thus. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When Maharaj Bharat was actually worshipping the Lord but was engaged in some ritualistic ceremony, although his activities were unfinished, he would still at intervals get up and see where the deer was. In this way he would look for it, and when he could see that the deer was comfortably situated, his mind and heart would be very satisfied and he would bestow his blessings upon the deer, saying, my dear calf, may you be happy in all respects. Purport. Because his attraction for the deer was so intense, Bharat Maharaj could not concentrate upon worshipping the Lord or performing his ritualistic ceremonies. Even though he was engaged in worshipping the deity, his mind was restless due to his inordinate affection. While trying to meditate, he would simply think of the deer, wondering where it had gone. In other words, if one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. The fact that Bharat Maharaj had to get up at intervals to look for the deer was simply a sign that he had fallen down from the spiritual platform. Om Ajnana Timirandasya ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಸಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ ಉನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he is mentioning, two points are very important. If one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. And then one more point is saying, it was simply a sign that he had fallen from down from the spiritual platform. Sign, like how to, we also have to realize what are the signs, right? Srila Prabhupada used to stay there in the beginning, there, behind some buildings were there. All of you may not have seen those buildings, right? So there were many buildings, their tenants used to stay then. On second floor, they belong to us. So Srila Prabhupada, every day he would walk. Then this temple, Radha Spirit Temple, used to be here, near the life membership office. That used to be the temple. Every day he would go for a walk on the Juhu beach. And when Prabhupada would reach the gate, all the devotees, they would offer obeisances to Prabhupada. Like, that was the system, where whenever they would see Prabhupada, they would offer, you know, dandavats. Even when they are in some dirty place and all that, once one disciple offered, he said, very dirty and all. So, as soon as he saw Prabhupada, he offered, you know, dandavat pranam. And his kurta and all became very dirty. But Prabhupada is very pleased. Why? That's how it should be. Once one disciple, every time he would go and some Saru Prasad or something, he would offer obeisances and put some chapati and come back. Because every time he has to do that, he was doing it off. And then Prabhupada said, what is this gymnastics you are doing? Offer properly obeisances. Right? So one day he was going and then everybody offered obeisances. And then one disciple was standing there, like a pillar. Prabhupada had that, you know, cane. Right? He showed that cane, you know, to him. His fall down has started. Right? So, when we become distracted, when we become listless, and we become slack in our sadhana, so we can see that. The first sign of fall down for anybody should be when we miss our rounds. On any day, if you miss your round, that means fall down has started. Because we have taken a vow in front of the fire and in front of the Vaishnavas and the devotees that we'll chant 16 rounds. So sometimes we say, oh, I'm very too busy, this, that. But one devotee complained to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am too busy, I am not getting time, too much service. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada did not tell him, oh, okay. He told him, give up eating and sleeping. So much time you can save, and during that time you chant. So, the sign we have to see, if we may think, oh, I have been chanting for so many years. One round if I miss someday, what will happen? But that is a very dangerous symptom, dangerous sign. At all. I missed one round. That means it's a dangerous thing. You may cover up next day, but then we may think, oh, I missed one or two rounds, nothing happened. So no problem. So like that, you know, it starts and then it goes to missing four rounds and five, six rounds and then 10 rounds. Then miss complete, you know, I'm doing a lot of service. And then it is found out many devotees, they chant their 16 rounds, you know. Then some survey was done. What was the condition of the devotees before they fell down? Many of the devotees. So many of them confessed that we have given up chanting. We have given up chanting. So as long as we chant 16 rounds, the chances of falling down are very less. Even if some other problems may be there, but still, you know, we may not be washed away completely. Right? So, here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that we have to be very careful in a transcendentalist should always try to concentrate his mind on the Supreme Self. He should live alone in a secluded place and should always carefully control his mind. He should be free from desires and feelings of possessiveness. Right? So, here, one should live in a secluded place. That's why all these sages and all, they used to go to all these secluded places and all. This Bharat Maharaj also, he went to Gandaki river, you know, Muktinad, right? Our devotees were going there and they got killed in the air crash. So that was a very difficult place to go. Like recently we went to Badrinath. If anybody goes there, they will develop faith in Krishna. Because how they, you know, DT was there, you know, on the top. So 10,000 feet high. If you travel in the bus and you look down, you become scared. You know, somebody who has a phobia for heights, they become scared. And how, you know, Shankaracharya went there and established the DT? So that is 1500 years back. Now itself it is so difficult to go there. At least 2-3 days we have to travel, you know, in the bus, like that. So this Gandaki river, there is an interesting pastime. Once in the transcendental abode Vaikuntha, Ganga, Saraswati and Lakshmiji, they are the eternal consorts of Lord Narayana. Once Saraswati found out that Lord Vishnu is more loving towards Ganga, he is more favorably inclined to Ganga, that's why she started dealing with her very harshly. And you know, and then she is very upset with Lord Vishnu and all, right? And then Lakshmiji, she is very humble by nature, and she tried to pacify Saraswati. She said, "No, it's not like that. You know, Lord loves all of us equally. This, that. You know, why are you, you know, dealing harshly with Ganga?" So Saraswati felt very bad, and then she became very angry, and then she thought that Lakshmiji is favoring Ganga. That's why she cursed Lakshmiji to become a plant and a river on the earthly planet. Lakshmiji is very humble by nature and she didn't say anything. She just kept quiet. But Ganga became very upset that, you know, why are you cursing my sister? So she said, those who cursed my sister, they also will become river and go to the Bharatvarsha. Then Saraswati became very angry and said, why are you cursing me? You also become a river and go and take the sins of everybody. Well, all of them cursed each other. Meanwhile, Lord Narayana came and said, then they started crying. Now they had to go down. Then they felt, "Arey, what we have done is a big mistake." And they said, they fell at the lotus feet of Lord Narayana and cried, "Now we have to go or what? What to do?" He said, "No, you yourself cursed each other, so what can I do? You have to go." Then he told Kamala, Lakshmiji, that you are a very peaceful and happy person. You will take birth you will go down to earthly planet without having to take human birth. He said, you become a plant, you will be known as Tulsi all over the world, and then you will become a Gandaki river. But, you know, otherwise, another name is Padmavati. And you know, you go there, and then people, you know, they get purified, and then I'll be there as a Saligram Shila in your river, right? Like that. Then you become completely in Purna, in completeness, you'll be staying with me. But he told Ganga, go there, and then one portion of you will go to the Kailash and become the wife of Lord Shiva. And then Saraswati, one portion of you will go to Brahmaloka and become a wife of Brahmaji. Then you go there. And then all of them, they said, "Oh, but what to do? Everybody will come and, you know, take bath in our rivers. So they'll become, we'll become impure." I said, "Don't worry, my devotees will come. When they take bath in you, all the sins will go away." So that is why on the bank of Ganges and on the bank of all these holy rivers, you know, the sages, they would construct their ashrams. It is said that Ganga, you know, is liquefied Krishna Prema. Ganga is liquefied Krishna Prema. So anybody who chants, you know, every day morning, Ganga, 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 like that, 5 times, they will get the benefit of taking bath in Ganga. Right? So she is so pure. Then all these places, they are very pious. And then I have seen in Badrinath, there is a cave, and inside a cave, one person, you know, he is staying there and doing meditation. So like that, there are so many of them, you know, the gufas, right? If you go to Joshimath, that is 80 kilometers before Badrinath. There, Shankaracharya, when he went there in 7th century, he did tapasya there. There is a, you know, gufa is there. And then he instructed one of his disciples, Tathakacharya. So that gufa is also there. Then he went to Manasarovar and he brought one Spatika Shila of Lord Shiva. Then still they are worshipping there. So they prefer to stay alone, so that their minds will not be distracted. Right? When Lord Narayan Rishi, they wanted to do tapasya, they are looking for a place, you know, very nice place. And they, when they came to this Badrinath, they found this place very nice, you know, beautiful. Then they wanted to do tapasya there. But that place is already occupied by Lord Shiva. And, you know, they are staying there. And Lord Narayana said, oh, how to, you know, throw him out. He wanted to throw him out from there. So he played a trick. He became a small child. And then when Lord Shiva and Parvati, when they are going in the morning time, they heard, you know, loud cries they heard. So what happened, you know, then one small boy, you know, he's crying, very beautiful boy. And Lord Shiva felt, you know, there is dal mein kala hai. Nobody can come here. How this small boy came here? It is inhabitable and nobody can reach this place. You know, how he came here? There is something wrong. But women are by nature, they are very soft in the heart. So she cannot see, Parvati Devi could not tolerate, you know, the small boy, you know, crying. So Lord Shiva told her, no, don't go there. There is some trick in this. You know, how this boy reached there. No, we'll go, you know, we should have compassion, this thing, that thing. And Parvati Devi went there. And that boy, she asked that boy, where, you know, who are you? No, I came with my parents. Somehow I lost my way and then I was stuck here. Said, what to do? And I'm feeling very hungry. Said, okay, then, you know, she took him on his lap and then she took him with him. And then there is a small temple is there, and then she kept him there. Said, you stay here for some time. We'll go and bring some fruits and all. We'll arrange some breakfast for you. And they went. So by the time they came back, the door was locked. Because they did not lock it. And there is only an upper one is there. How the door got locked? Yeah. Then Lord Shiva said, see, something is wrong. You know, then they saw, through in the window, they saw Lord Narayana with four hands, he's sleeping there. And then they banged up, you know, they banged the door and they got it opened. Say, what is this, you know, how you came here? Said, no, I want to stay here. Said, but this is our place, you know, this is our place. Said, no, I want to stay here, you know, I already occupied this, you do whatever you want to do. Then Lord Shiva asked, now where we will stay? That is your, you know, headache. I occupied this place. You go wherever you want to go. Lord Shiva said, well, he told Parvati Devi, just see how Lord has tricked us to chase away. Then Lord Naranarayan, they stayed back and then he did tapasya there. Then Lord Shiva has chosen, you know, Kedarnath. He has gone to the other hill, you know. Previously only one pujari used to do both the pujas, Kedarnath and Badrinath. They used to simply walk like that. Now we need buses and all like that. So all the devotees, they prefer to stay in such a holy place, and then it has an effect. You know, like that's when Narad Muni also told Dhruva Maharaj, go to the bank of Ganges, Yamuna, and every day you take bath. So by taking bath in Yamuna every day, all our sins will be vanquished and then our mind becomes pure, like that. So, all these brothel houses and all, gambling places and all, they are in mode of ignorance. All these cities and all, mode of passion. The forests, they are in mode of goodness. But all our Hare Krishna temples, they are in Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental goodness. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada said, if I go to London, when I stay there in Bhaktivedanta manner, I feel that I am living in Vaikuntha. It is not London. When I, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada especially appreciated a garden in Los Angeles, temple. He always said, whenever he would sit there and he would have some Krishna book reading and all, he would say, this is Vaikuntha. Once Vishnujan Maharaj was leading Kirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan, and then Prabhupada became so ecstatic hearing this Kirtan. He said, oh, this is, you have transferred you to Vaikuntha. Right? So all these places, Hare Krishna temples, they are actually Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan. There is no difference. Right? So we are very fortunate to stay here. So once we stay here, we should utilize this opportunity. Right? Srila Prabhupada, out of his causeless mercy, he established these temples so that those who are interested souls come here and stay, so that their food and cloth and everything is taken care of, and then they can concentrate on doing bhakti. Right? These places are meant for that. Of course, when there are organizations, there will be corruption and all. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrar Thakur told that this organization, organized religion, is a necessary evil. It is required, but once there is organization, there are buildings and there are rooms and offices, there are devotees who fight for occupying those offices and posts, hierarchy, all those things. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, there were two groups during his time, Ananta Vasudev and Kunji Bihari Prabhu. So they were accusing Kunji Bihari Prabhu that he was stealing money. And Ananda Vasudev, he is a scholarly person. They, once Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur as their spokesman to complain against Kunji Bihari Prabhu. That, you know, he is stealing money and all. So when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur understood why he came, he told Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj that, did you come here to do all the credit debit balance? You come here to do your sadhana and go back home, back to Godhead. You don't worry what he is doing. You just go and do your sadhana. He chastised him and went away. There's some other time. So like that, there are, these places are the best, because otherwise those people who are staying outside, you know, every day they have to, you know, travel so many hours in the train. At least 5 hours, 4 hours goes just in the train travel. And work hard, you know, in the offices. And ungrateful, unsatisfied. You can never satisfy those masters. So by the time they come back, they have no energy to either study Bhagavatam or chant their rounds. Right? Even if they are chanting, they chant while traveling in the trains, you know, during office hours, you know, during lunch session and all. So this kind of opportunity, those who are working outside, they don't have. Right? That's why Srila Prabhupada said, those who are interested, come and stay here, I will provide you food and all. Right? So one of the topics they are discussing, I am hearing classes on the net, that one, some of the devotees mentioning that, that Prabhu is mentioning that, you know, because lack of association, Bharat Maharaj. First of all, one thing we should remember, that we should never say that Bharat Maharaj fell down or Chitraketu fell down. They never fell down. Right? So in Madhuri Kadambini, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti discussed that their fall down is only apparent. It is not obvious. I don't know whether you understand English. Apparent. It looked like it is apparent means it looked like they fell down, but actually they have not fallen down. Falling down means forgetting Krishna. So they never forgot Krishna. Yeah. So these things are arranged by the Lord so that to make them come back quickly. You know, Maharaj Chitraketu became a Vidyadhara and is enjoying. Then Lord thought, you know, why is he wasting his time? You know, I'll bring him back quickly. So he arranged that. So in the same way, Bharat Maharaj, it is a lesson for us. We should learn, but we should never keep on quoting, you know, Brahmaji fell down. What to speak of us? Brahmaji never fell down. Right? Like that, we should. They are, you know, Prabhupada said they are great personalities. Just like, you know, sun, even if he falls on the urine. Sun rays, it doesn't get contaminated. So all these Indra and all, they are great personalities who have done great, so many pious activities, and they became that, they got that position. So we should not actually think, oh, they fell down. You know, we should not compare, oh, if they fell down, what about us? They never fell down. Right? Immediately Krishna came, right? He gave darshan to Indra and whoever it is. Right? Bharat Maharaj, like that. One more lesson we should learn. From this, Prabhupada said, I was hearing memories series, Prabhupada. So, Tamal, one devotee, I don't know the name of the devotee. He was saying, Prabhupada was discussing with him. He said, there is always, we are marginal energy. So, we always have the, there is a potentiality in us to fall down anytime. There is always the chance is there. Then the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, then what if Prabhupada, that yadgatva nivartante taddham paramam mama. So that means, you know, chances, there are more chances that, you know, you will not, you may not fall down. But there is always a chance to fall down. Anywhere. Then he quoted this example of Kala Krishna Das. You know, he went with Lord Chaitanya. And then he is personally serving Lord Chaitanya. But still, you know, he became attracted to Maya, Bhattahari woman. Prabhupada writes in the purport that from this you can see, even if you are in the association of the Lord himself, if you are not careful, if you are not determined enough, still from that position also, one can fall down. So Prabhupada writes 2 points. From this we can understand that there are 2 things. That anybody can fall down from any place, anywhere, and at any time. You know, so one has to be very careful. That is why Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Ma Mishame Bhavam Budav Krupaya Tava Padapanka Jastita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaye Na Dhanam Na Janam Na Sundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisham Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishwari Bhavatad Bhaktiri Ahetikitvai. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, why, you know, in the first, earlier verse, Mahaprabhu is saying, Ainanda Tanuja, take me back home, back to Godhead. Means keep me as a dust particle on your lotus feet. In the next verse, Lord Chaitanya is saying, no, I don't want any liberation and all this. Please keep me as a, make me servant, the birth after birth. What is the meaning of this? In the earlier verse, Chaitanya is saying, please take me back home, back to Godhead. Right? Somebody asked Lord Prabhupada, why, you know, you always say that go back home, back to Godhead, go back home, back to Godhead. But here Lord Chaitanya is saying, you know, I will take birth again and again to serve you. What is this? Then Srila Prabhupada said, you go back home, back to Godhead, I will come and do service again and again. Then he said, you know, even a Mahabhagavat also can fall down. So this material world is a very dangerous place. You know, better to go back as quickly as possible. Right? So pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, who are sent by Lord Krishna himself, they can come and stay there. Another meaning of these 2 verses is that please take me back home, back to Godhead. In case, if I am not qualified, because if I am not qualified and you take me back home, back to Godhead, I will be a disturbance to you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. I will be a disturbance to you. So as long as I am not qualified, if I have to stay here, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, I don't want all these things. Please engage me in your service, life after life. Till the time I become qualified. Like once Kaushalya Mataji, she went to she and another Mataji, they went to Jaipur to preach, and alone the ladies they are preaching, and they met the king of Jaipur and all, and he got initially they promised, you know, to give a palace, to give us to give a temple to ISKCON. Later on she is saying he has gone back on his word, the king of Jaipur. So Prabhupada, then they invited Prabhupada, you know, you come, and they printed some, you know, pamphlets. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, they printed, you know, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, you know, Founder Acharya, and His foreign disciples, they wrote. So Prabhupada said, why you are writing foreign disciples? You should write American and British disciples. Said, what to do? I left this, you are a woman, you are less intelligent, what can I expect from you? You know, Prabhupada chastised her. She felt, you know, crying. And then later on, Prabhupada sent Devan Prabhu to work with Kaushalya Mataji to get that temple, that palace, you know, like that. So later on, it didn't happen, and then everybody started spreading rumors that she is having an affair with Devanand Prabhu. They were talking, and then she was very upset about it. So she went to Prabhupada, and then she, Prabhupada, I am very distressed, you know, my mind is very disturbed. How much I can take? You know, I am not able to take this, you know, all these false rumors and all. I want to shave my head and go and stay in one ashram in Mayapur or in Haridwar, she told him. So Srila Prabhupada told, you are saying how much I can take. Do you know how much I am taking? You know, how much I am taking? No, this material world is like this. You cannot expect a calm sea. You cannot expect a calm sea. So, as long as, you know, your sea is there, and, you know, you cannot, you know, say, okay, let the waves stop, you know, let the become peaceful, then I'll swim, you know, take bath. No, it's never like that, right? If you see in Haridwar, Ganga, you will be amazed. Wow, you know, it's flowing so fast, you know. So I was commenting, she flows so fast. I was just saying that, you know, she is in a hurry to meet somebody. You know? Yeah, there is. It's not very deep also. But once you go there, you will be finished. Ganga will take you. You know, nobody can catch you. Right? There are no boats in the Haridwar. Right? When we went to Varanasi, that time we hired a boat to see the Ganga Aarti. Here no boats, because water is flowing so fast. You know, water is flowing so fast. You cannot do boating there. You know, you can't just like that. Like that, it's very disturbing, this sea. Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example that suppose even an expert swimmer also, if he fell into the middle of the ocean, he cannot actually expect to remain, calm there, or, you know, still there. You know, even an expert swimmer has to swim very hard to reach the shore. In the same way, we fell into this ocean of material existence. You know, we fell into the ocean of material existence. You cannot, you know, this struggle for existence will not stop. You know, till the time you go back to Godhead. You know, those who have taken birth, they have, the struggle for existence is there, you know, taking care of the family, you know, children, this, that, so that tension, anxiety is always there. That is why she came to Srila Prabhupada with her disciples in Mayapur. Then she is doing a conference for world peace. So she came to invite Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada told her, suppose in your toilet, in stool house, you put scent. You put, you know, room with nice fragrant scents. Do you think it will become a fit place to live? She was shocked, you know, when Prabhupada gave such a crude example. Said, like that, in this material world, you cannot expect peace. She went back. Okay, Hare Krishna. Right? Like that. This is a material world is a dangerous place. One has to be very careful. This is what we learn from Maharaj Bharat. So here, Maharaj Bharat, he was actually distracted. He was taking care of the deer. And he became so absorbed, even while doing deity worship, you know, he was thinking, you know, what the deer is doing, whether it's taken the grass or not, you know, whether it's comfortably situated or not. Right? Like the dog, like, you know, nowadays, ulta, you know, civilization is ulta, right? Previously they used to take care of cows and all. Now they take care of the dogs. Right? Very bad. So Prabhupada said, dog is the most sinful animal. If somebody who performs lot of sinful activities, they become dogs. Very cursed life. Said, dogs are so sinful. Janivas Prabhu told, purposefully they will go to Tulsi and do pisap. Purposefully. That's why Janivas Prabhu said, whenever you pluck Tulsi, you should wash. Because, you know, dogs might have fast urine. Like that. So, Prabhupada said, dog's stool is the most contaminated substance in the world. Right? So, if somebody is taking care of the dog and playing with the dog, so definitely, next life, they'll become dogs. Right? So this mind is very absorbed, like that. So, Prabhupada writes, his mind and heart would be very, if one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. Right? So we have to focus our mind. So somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when I am chanting Hare Krishna, my mind is distracted and is doing so many rounds. You know, I finish one round and my mind is finishing so many rounds. What to do? How to control the mind? Srila Prabhupada said, what is this business of controlling the mind? You simply chant Hare Krishna and hear the holy name, sound vibration. Right? So, but it's easier said than done. Right? So, it is very difficult to focus the mind on simply hearing the holy name. Prabhupada also said, you know, one should chant with rapt attention. Then he wrote in first canto, third chapter, 44th verse, said, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. And no one can be pure in mind if his actions are not pure. And no actions can be pure, but if his activities, eating, sleeping, mating and defending are not pure. So, one should be very, the focusing the mind on the holy name depends on what kind of life we lead otherwise. Right? During the whole day, whole day, if we spent our time chatting and gossiping and doing prajalpa. So when we are chanting, next day, we will remember those things. But if we spend our time reading Bhagavatam, hearing Krishna about Krishna, then next day while chanting also, we can remember Krishna. Right? That is why this, while chanting, this concentration is required. Right? In Rudra Yamala Tantra, it is said that a yogi attains yoga only in supreme concentration. That means a devotee can attain relationship with Krishna only when we have rapt attention, concentration, when we are chanting Hare Krishna and hearing the holy names of the Lord. So concentration means to steadily focus on an object for some time. That's otherwise it is called, in Yoga Sutra it is called Dharana. Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. So Dharana means, if you can concentrate on any single object or on the transcendental form of the Lord for 12 seconds without deviation, that is called Dharana. And then 12 into 12, 144 seconds. If you can concentrate, that becomes Dhyana. And then 144 into 12, if you concentrate, that much time, that means 25 minutes, 28 seconds, if you can concentrate on one single object or on the transcendent form of the Lord, that becomes Samadhi. Right? So this Dharana means fixing the mind on one object, like that. So in our devotee's line, if you should be able to fix our mind on the form of the Lord, or fix our mind on hearing the holy names of the Lord, right? So besides concentration, Dharana means to hold on to something. So in order to concentrate our mind, we should be able to hold on to something very tangible. That is transcendental form of the Lord. You know, that is why this temple worship is there. Right? Prabhupada said in Paris, he is giving lecture on Manmanabha Madhbhakta. Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Mame Vesha Satyante Pratijani Priyasimi. So, Prabhupada says, what is the difficulty? Krishna is very simple. Just always think of Krishna. Right? Always think of Krishna. Concentrate. Become a devotee. Yeah? Worship me. And then offer obeisance to me. Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty? Then Prabhupada came and did lectures and all. Then they came back late, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They slept late. Then that time, Hari Vilas Prabhu, he was the president in Paris temple. Then Prabhupada got up, 4:30. Prabhupada said, where is Mangalarti? Where are the devotees? The devotees thought Prabhupada came late, so there will be no Mangalarti. So, Prabhupada said, what is this? You know? Then I thought, you know, why this? Then Prabhupada said, most of them are grihasthas. Prabhupada said, why these grihasthas? You know, they are in Maya. You know, they are always in Maya. Then Prabhupada corrected, no, because they want to be in Maya, that's why they became grihasthas. You know, what to do? Then, you know, wake them up. You know? So he had a, you know, Mangalarti, right? So Prabhupada is talking, what is the difficulty? Think of Krishna all the time. Right? Manmanabhava Madhbhakta Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Right? So, like Krishna says in Bhagavatam 10th canto, that the minds of the gopis are always absorbed in me. And their very lives are ever devoted to me. For my sake, they have abandoned everything related to their bodies, renouncing ordinary happiness in this life, as well as religious duties necessarily for such happiness in the next life. I alone am their dearmost beloved, and indeed their very self. Therefore, I take it upon myself to sustain them in all circumstances. Simply because I have promised to return to them, my fully devoted cowherd girlfriends struggle to maintain their lives somehow or other. You know, Krishna said, I'll come back. That's why there is a discussion. When Ramchandra left for Ayodhya, Dashrath Maharaj left his body immediately. He could not tolerate the separation from Ramchandra. Right? But when Krishna left also, Yashoda Mata Nanda Maharaj, they did not leave their bodies. So somebody may conclude that Dashrath Maharaj had love is superior to Nanda Maharaj's love and Yashoda Mata's love and all the gopis' love. Right? Do you all agree? Huh? Is it fair? Huh? No. Because even though they are suffering so much, because Krishna told, you know, when the Akrura was taking him away, Krishna told, I will come back. You know? So because of that one sentence, I will come back. You know? So they are keeping their lives intact. Why? Because they have so much love for Krishna and then they know that Krishna loves them so much. When Krishna comes back and doesn't see us, what will happen to him? He will suffer a lot if he doesn't see us. That is why they are keeping their life and soul together like that. So this devotees, there are many instances, you know, devotees, you know, there is one devotee, Dasya Barua, Baura, just 2 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri, right? So he was born in a very low caste family, and somehow or other he would wave some cloth and maintain himself. Then when he would go to deliver the cloth and all, he would hear all these brahmanas talking about Krishna and all, Jagannath, and he became very devoted. Then later on, slowly he developed taste for hearing. Even though he doesn't understand anything, he would simply relish the Krishna katha, you know, holy names like that. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would speak, nobody would understand. You know, there is one devotee, was Ananta Vasudev. All the disciples, they would hear the lecture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and they won't understand anything, and they would come to Ananta Vasudev Prabhu. Say, what did Guru Maharaj speak? Then he would explain. But Srila Prabhupada said, what Guru Maharaj would speak very high. I won't understand. But still it is so nice to hear from Guru Maharaj. That's why I would sit. You know, simply by sitting in Krishna Katha, the holy names, the holy Krishna Katha will reveal its meaning in our hearts. Like that. So, one day, he went to Jagannath Puri. He went to, have darshan of Lord Jagannath on the chariot. Because on that day he would come out to give darshan to all the downtrodden people. So when he had saw Lord Jagannath on the chariot, Nandi Ghosh, he became so attracted, he became so blissful seeing the beautiful lotus face of the Lord. And then all the kirtan and all, he became so enchanted by kirtan. Then he had darshan, then he came back. So when he came back to the village, his wife served, in a red pot, clay pot, she served white rice with spinach. So she put spinach on the white rice and the red pot is there, in the red pot, So when he saw, he immediately remembered the lotus eyes of the Lord Jagannath. And became so absorbed and he started chanting, dancing, tears rolling down, he was like that. So his wife came and asked, why you are not eaten so far? She said, how can I eat? It is Lord Jagannath's eye, like that. Then he started crying and all. Then she became very afraid. Arey, mera pati ko pagal ho gaya, mera pati. My husband became mad. Then she called all the villagers. So all the villagers, they came. And they said, they are all wonderstruck by the condition of, Dasya Barua. Then he said, what happened? Oh, this is Lord Jagannath's eye, how I can eat? Then they offered obeisance to him and said, oh, you have become a great devotee. How, when you went to Jagannath, Lord Jagannath Rathyatra, Lord Jagannath blessed you or what? What did you, how you achieved this condition? Then they told her, separate rice and separate spinach, then you will eat. Then she separated the spinach and the chawal, and then, he ate. Then that's why they gave him the name Baligram Das. You have glorified our village, like that. One day he was worshipping, then he had a great desire to have darshan of Lord Jagannath in 400 form. Then Lord Jagannath immediately gave darshan to... Then he said, oh, you are not different from Lord Narayana. Then Lord Jagannath asked, what do you want? Any benediction I want to give you. He said, no, I don't want any benediction. I just want to serve your pure devotees, lotus feet of your pure devotees. And then Lord Jagannath told him, when you come to Puri, have darshan of my Neel Chakra. I will give darshan there to you. Because he's not allowed inside the temple. And whatever you offer me, I will eat. So one day he got a coconut. And he said, one brahmana was going, should go and, when you are going, coming back, he just offered the coconut to the Neel Chakra and told him that Dasya Barua from Baligram sent this coconut, please take. If he doesn't eat, bring it back. So he offered. Then Brahmana offered the coconut and the Lord Jagannath appeared and then he ate that coconut. Right? One more time, he took 40 mangoes and all these pandas started fighting. I will offer. I said, no, I will directly offer. They said, panda said, without going through us, you cannot offer no mangoes to Lord Jagannath. No, I will offer. So then he washed the mangoes and he was standing there in the near the Simhadwar. And then Chakra, he was offering to Chakra. Come Lord Jagannath, take. So all the, he was staying, every time two pieces he was offering and then mangoes are disappearing. He was offering and mangoes are disappearing. And all these Brahmanas were wonderstruck. What is happening? You are doing some black magic or what? In Orissa, they do all this, black magic and a lot. So they said, no, Lord Jagannath is eating. If you don't believe my words, go and see in the temple, Lord Jagannath. When they went inside, all the peels and, mango, they were all lying there. So, there are many devotees like that. Their minds are so absorbed. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta. Right? Then, it is said that if you cannot completely absorb yourself, your mind in the Krishna's Shyamasundara form. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes commentary on this verse saying that Manmana means concentrate on my Shyamasundara form. On my Shyamasundara form. So you give me your senses to me, I'll give myself to you. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes like that. So if you cannot do that, then we can become a devotee. So how do we become a devotee? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So the best example of becoming a devotee from Srimad Bhagavatam is, Ambarish Maharaj, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor. Engage your senses in the service of Krishna. That's why these temples are there. There is one quote from Rupa Goswami, Padyavali, that if anybody chants in the temple, seeing the deities of the Lord, they get 1,000 times more benefit than chanting in the dham. This temple complex, if somebody can sit here and chant, they get so much benefit chanting like that. So become a devotee, right? Bilwa Mangal Thakur, like that. Then if you cannot do that also, then Madhyaji. You worship me. Right? There are many, like Prabhupada says, there is one lady, when Prabhupada was staying in Radha Damodar temple, every day she would go to the Yamuna river, even in every day she would bring water to bathe the Lord. Every day. 365 days. Right? Every day she would go. Then Prabhupada said she will definitely go back home, back to Godhead, because she is so determined. She doesn't care whether it is cold or hot or whatever. Satchinandana Maharaj was narrating one story of one devotee, Baba. He has a vow that every day he would go to Yamuna, take bath and bring that water and worship Shaligram Shila. Every day. Then one day what happened? It is the month of Feb. It is very cold. Right? It's very cold. Like sometimes, they're all duality. Sometimes when we are here, we think if you can go to cold places, it is nice. Recently, I went to the cold place, 0 degrees centigrade, in Badrinath. So we are thinking, when we'll get out from here? Because if you pass water to wash hands, you have to think twice, because water, your hands become numb. If you put hands in the cold water. At Gangotri, when we put our hands in Gangotri, our hands became numb. For a few seconds, we didn't know whether hand is there or not. It is so, because directly it is, the ice is melting and coming, Just 14 kilometers up, Gomukh is there. That's from there, Ganga, glaciers melt and come. So it's very cold. Even in Rishikesh, water is very cold. So what to speak, you know, 0 degree centigrade, going to Yamuna and taking bath. So this Baba, one day, Amavasya day, the stars are not there. You know, he just got up and he thought it was morning. You know, so he went to Yamuna and then he took bath and it is shivering, cold. Still, you know, he brought water. You know, then he is thinking how do you reach there, because there is no light and all. Yeah, meanwhile, one boy came, said, Baba, I am also going that side only, please catch my hand. So he caught his hand and then he brought him to the temple where he is staying there. And then he thought, who is this nice boy, you know, early in the morning, who was helping me? Yeah. Then he thought, okay, let me ask his name, what is his name and where he stays and all. So when he turned his head to ask his name, that boy is not there. Then he understood, this Chaliya only, you know, this Krishna only, you know, brought me here, like that. So he got the reward for, you know, intense worship with the determination, right? So if somebody cannot do that also, at least come to the temple and offer obeisances, right? So Yamaraj told, don't bring any, you know, devotee, you know, to my assembly. Said, how do we recognize? Oh, anybody who doesn't chant his holy names of Krishna, anybody who did not bow his head in front of the Lord, you bring that guy. Right? If anybody bows in front of the Lord, he will get. One who has performed 10 Ashwamedha Yajnas, they may have to take birth. But one who offers obeisances to Krishna, he doesn't have to take birth. Right? One who offers regularly obeisances to Krishna, to the deities, right? He doesn't have to drink the breast milk of a woman. That means he doesn't have to take birth again. Right? There are so many quotations are there. So like that, this verse applies to us. We have to cultivate this determination, not to be let the mind to become distracted. Because this mind is full of samskaras, so many vrittis and all, so many thoughts and all. So when we chant Hare Krishna, these bad thoughts come. So we should not become discouraged. Then vitarka bhadane pratipaksha bhavane. Right? So Srila Prabhupada advises that whenever these bad thoughts come, you think opposite. Right? Srila Prabhupada gave in one lecture in Envodi, 1974. He proposes that whenever we think, when the thoughts come that, you know, I should enjoy a woman, you know, so that is very bad, harmful. But you think opposite. So whenever you see beautiful woman, you think that she is a gopi and she should be, she is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. Because Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas, because I am servant of Krishna, it is my duty to engage this beautiful woman in the service of Krishna. Then Srila Prabhupada said, like that a devotee is never distracted. You know, Cupid, arrows of Cupid doesn't disturb him, because he thinks that all these women are meant for, like that. So whenever we think that, you know, I should enjoy, our thoughts come and we relish, but we should immediately think I am a servant of Krishna. And so opposite we should think, our mind, like that. So slowly, our mind is full of trenches, you know, of all the samskaras and all, you know, groups. And our mind, you know, travels towards all sense objects immediately, as soon as we chant. But we should fill up those trenches and grooves with the beautiful form of Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Ras Bihari. Then when they get filled up, then our mind will not travel towards sense objects, and immediately then the mind will be fixed in the lotus feet of Krishna, like that. Otherwise, you know, if our mind is distracted, then material desires overpower, and in order to fulfill those, mind is very powerful. Even though we cannot see the mind, there are so many objects, impressions are there in the mind, and all the work is first is completed in the mind, then we do physically. We plan first and then we finish the work and then we do it like that. So If we let our mind become distracted, then we will become a victim of Maya. So that's why we are given this opportunity to stay in the temple and concentrate on Radha Ras Bihari, worship the Lord. Right? So that's why Srila Prabhupada, whenever some devotee would ask, Prabhupada, I am very much affected by lust. Prabhupada would recommend him, go and do deity worship. Because when you serve the Lord, touch the form of the Lord, massage his lotus feet, dress him, do shrungar, then the form will be, you'll be remembering again and again, like that. Hare Krishna.